We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Would you ask someone to do something they didn't have the ability or the capacity to do? Each day, people are expecting others to give what they don't have. Each day, many of us are expecting others to love when they don't know how to love, or give when they don't know how to give. For the most part, we wake each morning with expectations of people who don't have the capacity to meet our needs. Just because a person is a certain age, has earned a particular degree, took a course, or has a lot of money, has prestige, is familiar with, or has access to something, does not mean they have the capacity to perform. How do we get along with others? Stop expecting people to fill the God-like void in your life. That place is reserved for God. Getting along with others requires us to learn how to get along with ourselves. Getting along with others requires you and I to allow God to introduce us to who we really are in Christ Jesus. Getting along with others requires you and I to present ourselves as living sacrifices. Each day, we should learn how to sacrifice our desires for God's will. We lay ourselves on the altar of how to get along with others as a living sacrifice. We exchange how we think things should be for how God, through Christ, has ordained them to be. When we present ourselves as living sacrifices to God, we are doing what is holy and acceptable. The good and perfect will of God is demonstrated by us each day when we achieve the goal of getting along with others. In Romans chapter 12, verse 1, Paul shares these words. He says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God." In the Old Testament, they sacrificed dead animals, but now, because of Christ's ultimate sacrifice, the Old Testament sacrifices are of no effect. For you and I, who have accepted Christ as Lord and Savior, the only acceptable worship is to offer ourselves each day as a living sacrifice. When we do this, we show the world the good, perfect, and acceptable will of God. Today, when you sacrifice your way of doing things to get along with others, you are paving the road to how to get along with others. You are being an example for others, just as Christ was your example. When you present yourself as a living sacrifice, you are giving your will over to God and presenting yourself as an instrument of righteousness, an instrument that yields itself completely to God, delivering a powerful song of love, gentleness, hope, compassion, and service. We get along with others by allowing God to use the living sacrifice we make to glorify His name in the earth. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement is a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.